are trying to run the film festival circuit, and it's really exciting because at this point, I think it's 6 different film festivals across the country that we've been accepted into. The plan, though, and Merritt can speak more to this, I believe, but the plan, though, is to make this a resource and a tool for our Boulder community. So you will have access to it from the libraries and museums, DEI committees, just, it's going to be readily available.
My name is Katrina Miller. I'm the director and producer of This Is Not Who We Are, which is a feature documentary that just played at the Boulder International Film Festival. We just had our screening and the house is packed. It was so amazing to see that because it shows me that our community is seeing the importance of the subject matter, you know, and when they see the importance, that's when the action comes and people will try to make change. So that's what this is all about. That was the whole point of it, of sharing all these stories, just to let people know it's going on. It's not ancient history, it's right now. So we need to act right now.
This movie was really showing that we live in the best place, in the best city in America, and we still experience racism.
What it's important for people to look at is, it's true that we all want to be good people, but there's somewhere further we can go. We can be even better people, and I believe that Pedro even said that in the documentary. It's not to blame anybody. It's not to point any fingers per se. This is structural racism that has been around for many, many years, okay, with the founding of our city. And our city is not the only one. There are many cities like this across the United States, across the world. And so I think it's important to look at those beginnings and how it got structured like that in the first place, because it has lingering effects that we're living with today.
There's not so many directors of color, producers of color, of movies and documentaries. Why is this important also that you are a female in this area that is not so common?
I just have to come authentic with it. And to be honest with you, you know, there's so many intersections of who I am. You know, and a lot of times when I think of myself in this industry, I look at myself as a black woman, and sometimes the being black comes before that because it's what everybody sees, you know, and that's what they see first when they see me. A lot of the challenges that I have had have been mostly because of that, because when people see me, I'm also the director of videography at Red Rocks Amphitheater. So when people see me there and they're like, I need to talk to the director, they're looking over my head trying to find who this director is. And I'm, you know, this little woman here shaking my hand. You know, I just don't think people see us in these roles very often. And that's why it's important that I make this film and that I'm visible and out there in the community, because I want other aspiring filmmakers to look at me and know that it's a possibility, that they can do it. They can make films. They can inspire a community. They can be directors at Red Rocks, you know. If I can do it, anybody can.
Last question. Please take us to the situation that's happening right now in the world. We have a war, and we saw it in TV. Black people in Ukraine were not allowed to jump in those trains to escape. Why is this so pervasive around the world?
It's really unfortunate what's going on and how Ukraine was invaded. And I've seen the footage of what's happening to brown-skinned people who are also trying to flee and how they're being rejected. And it's gross. You know, all I can really say is that that's actually a really hard question, and nobody in the world is going to get ahead at any time. You know, whether it's in your job, whether you're trying to flee a country, you know, if we don't try to work together and see the humanity in one another and move forward together holding hands, you don't know who you're turning away. That might have been a doctor, a physician who could have helped you on your journey on. And I feel like as the United States, one of the things we should be doing is setting a good example for these other countries. We're supposed to be this melting pot of all these different people getting along. Well, let's really be that. Let that be who we are so we can be the example for these other countries.
I have been speaking with Katrina Miller, producer of This Is Not Who We Are at Boulder High School, where the screen was packed. Thank you so much. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobete.